Okay, so our learning should be Schus Refush Shlema. Shoshana Basleya is going through a very big surgery today in Meret Hashem in Chicago. Rav Zilberstein brings down a tshuva. If a person has a chance to have a tremendous tzaddik be his son's tzaddik, should you push off the bris later in the day when you have a chance to do it earlier in the day? Or should you? Or is it okay if you know that this tremendous tzaddik has whatever to do in the morning, but you could have him at a later time, like a 9 o'clock, a 10 o'clock bris? Should you try to get the tremendous tzaddik? So if you guys remember, Rav Zilberstein quoted earlier in the year this tshuva of the Radvaz in Tshuva Yud Gimel. If a person has one chance to be able to dine with the minion, the guy's in prison, right? If he has one chance to dine with the minion, and the guy who runs the prison, the head of the prison, whatever it's called, tell him, I'll let you out for one time, which day should he pick? So he wrote this tshuva to the Radvaz, and he said, maybe he'll pick Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Purim. And the Radvaz answered back. Remember you answered back today, right? We did it by the shiloh of which child should go for Torah, the girl or the boy? No, today, because it's all about the present. Right now, you have a chiyuv to daven in the minyan, so therefore you should pick today. So that's how Rav Zilberstein starts off the tshuva. It's really a short tshuva, and he says that if a person has the chance to be able to do something at an earlier time, then you should do that. However, when it comes to a certain day in itself, that's a totally different sugya. He brings down the Shulchan Aruch, who brings down in Simen Tav Chav Vav Sif Beis, right? What does he say? Ein Mevarchan Al Yareach Ela B'Motzei Shabbos Kishu Mevusam V'Gadim Noim. The Shulchan Aruch basically says a person should do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos for certain reasons. One of the reasons is that because you wear nice clothing. On that spot, the Bi'ur Halacha brings down Kotz Debach. And he says, "Shelo lahach mitzvah mitzvah on Motzei Shabbos." A person shouldn't wait for Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos. I always do. I don't know about you guys. One time in camp, it messed me up because there wasn't a Levana until Motzei Shabbos, and then I missed it. The Bach says you shouldn't wait till Motzei Shabbos. Elo achas she'avro aleil shloshu yomim me'al molen mikachin. A person should be able to wait 3 days and then do Kiddush Levana. So basically, Rav Zilberstein says that we have this tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz says that if you have a chance to be able to do a mitzvah on a different day, then obviously that day beats out another day in advance. And many quotes the Solmach Hokus, the Shulchan Aruch and the Bach, when a person should do Kiddush Levana. So then he brings it down to our case, whether a person should do the bris milah earlier in the day and not have the sandik, and not have the great sandik, a great sadik to be the sandik. It's like a tongue twister, the great sadik to be the sandik. Or should you wait later in the day to be able to do it? So he basically says that when it comes to be able to do the mitzvahs in a different day, then there's an inyan of zrizus. If today you have a chiyuv to daven with a minyan. Tomorrow, we're not up to tomorrow yet. But once you get to today to do the bris milah, if you know that you have a chance to be able to have a great tzaddik, I was in Eretz Yisrael a couple weeks ago, when the day that I went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he had five brises. Five. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Five brises. And you want to know what? He was the tzaddik at each one. And the mice, the brises weren't so early in the day, because when I met with him, it was 10:30, and he didn't have the brises yet. So mice, maybe Rav Zilberstein, his brother-in-law, talked it over with him. And if a person has a chance to be able to have a great tzaddik to be the tzaddik, as we saw yesterday from the Ramah, it's a very big schus to be able to get a righteous person to be the tzaddik, or to be the tzaddik or animal at the bris. So Bez Hashem, when at the right time, when you guys get married, and Bez Hashem, you'll invite me to your bris. You don't pick me to be a tzaddik, but Bez Hashem, pick Rabbi Kamenetsky or someone who is on that level that Ramah is talking about. And Bez Hashem will be zochet to follow the Rav Zilberstein and Rav Chaim Kanievsky's psak of finding a great mohel to be the tzaddik, to finding a great person to be the tzaddik. Sure.